Welcome to the Wayne Scherer podcast show, where we start working on being your destiny. I've been being my own destiny since 2007, and I think it's time that as many people as possible start being your destiny. You owe yourself to be the destiny you want. And we're going to work on each of these broadcasts on different aspects of making your destiny real. So to get you a little bit more familiar with me and where I'm coming from, I've been living my destiny. I've been being your destiny since 2007. Actually, online, I've been being my destiny. All my life, I've been being my destiny. I just change what my destiny is when I feel so inclined to do so. And you should be doing so as well. But the bottom line is, the only thing stopping you from being your destiny is you, okay? So on this show, each time, each broadcast, we'll be doing 20 minutes to an hour, talking about things related to achieving your success, opening up your mind, freeing yourself, picking the road you want to be on, and making it the most successful road possible, and what it takes to get there. Everybody's been through different things, different events, experiences in their life, and it doesn't mean that because somebody else didn't do exactly what you did, that therefore you can't do it, and that's why they did do it. Those kind of attitudes are some of the things we're going to be working on as we work through being your destiny. Do you want to be your destiny, or do you want to be somebody else's destiny? Which is it going to be for you? That's what I want to know, okay? That's what I want you to answer. That's what I want you, each time you tune in here, to be thinking about and thinking about answering for yourself. Do you want to be your destiny? Is being your destiny what you're all about, or is being somebody else's destiny what you're about? What's it going to be? Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front, I am not here to, tell you everything is great, everything is roses. In fact, some people don't like that I'm too direct. I might be a little edgy for you. I don't know. I'm not Howard Stern, but I'm certainly not going to sit here and tell you that everything should be done all by itself and should just happen and the roses will just grow and you'll just be rich and everybody should just be rich and everybody's equal. If you sit back and do nothing, that you should have exactly the same thing as everybody that does something. You're not going to hear any of that garbage from me, okay? We make our own destiny. You are your destiny, and being your destiny is what this is all about. So I'm going to let you in on what I think, and you may agree or disagree. You may laugh and you may cry. You may get mad. You may want to write me and tell me what a jerk I am. I don't know. It's all up to you. But this show is definitely not about making everybody happy. This is about being your destiny, and to be your destiny, you have to deal with the truth. So I'm going to deal with my life as I've dealt with it and what's enabled me to be my destiny, and hopefully it'll help you deal with how you go about being your destiny. All right? So, again, I'm Wayne Scherer. My website's wayneshaher.com, wayneshaher.com, and wayneshaher.com. So that's my main website. Now I have lots of other websites around the web, and you'll be able to find them. And, of course, you'll be able to find beingyourdestiny.com. That will be up. It may not be up the first time you hear this show, but at some point while you're listening to this show, beingyourdestiny.com will also be there, and you'll be able to find these podcasts there. I haven't decided exactly what's going to be on that website, but it will be there, and you'll be able to use it. All right? Now let's move on. Let's talk about the real world. I love the real world. You know, people tell you can't talk about religion, politics, and stuff like that. Well, if I don't talk about that, I won't be able to piss you off. So we're going to talk about it because it's part of my life. It's part of being my destiny. It's part of being your destiny. Those sort of things affect you and how you go about being your destiny. All right. So let's just roll back. And I want you to get to know me just a little bit. You know, I, I am not somebody from a family of silver spoons. In fact, I'm from a family of plastic spoons. Matter of fact, I'm from a family with no spoons. We would be fighting at the table for shares. There were 7 of us kids, so 9 people. We grew up in a little duplex. You know what a duplex is? That's one house split in two, and there was 900 square feet of living space. And of course, that doesn't mean there's 100 square feet per person. There isn't, right? You have kitchens and bathrooms and bedrooms and a living room all divided up in this little 900 square feet. So it was a very small space for 9 people to be gathered every day. My parents nearly got foreclosed at least twice during my lifetime. My dad had to work 2 jobs. My mom had to work, and we still barely made enough money. But we didn't sit around saying that it's somebody else's fault that we had what we had. Okay, so that's the whole point of this. If you're one of the ones that are sitting around going, I can't get this because somebody else did that. I can't get this because somebody else did that. Then I'm sorry, but you are just wasting time. The only reason you can't get what you want is because you don't go get it. Okay? So, when you're ready to start go get it, then you are ready to be your destiny. All right. Now, that was just the quick and dirty of that. You know, that's my childhood wrapped up into 20 seconds. But my dad did something for me when I was young, and he didn't even know he did it. I think he was doing it because he didn't know anything else to do. He instilled on me in a very kind of fierce way, but nonetheless successful, that I needed to make my own path to success, all right? Even though things weren't going well for him, he always talked about how he should have made different decisions at different times, and that his path was his path, and that's just the way it is. And nobody made him be the person he was, other than he chose it and he recognized that. So he instilled upon me that my path was my path. So please pick the path. He didn't say please, but basically he was telling me, please pick the path that leads you to the greatest success you want to achieve. Being your destiny is about you choosing your path and accepting your responsibility and the role of your life, right? I decided in high school that I wanted to go to one of the most expensive schools in the country. Now, there were 7 kids in our house. My parents could barely afford this little tiny house. And I wanted to go to one of the most expensive schools in the country. So, of course, what did my dad say? How are you going to pay for it? And he didn't mean that in a bad way. He just meant that I had to figure out how I was going to make it happen, right? It's my responsibility to figure out how I'm going to make it happen. So I did. Started going after scholarships. I picked a path, all right? There's a lot of different scholarships at the time, and I'm sure there still are today. And so I decided, you know, he had encouraged me because he used to always say how he wished he had spent more time in the military to get his own life straight. So that kind of pushed me on the edge of going after what in the U.S. is called the ROTC scholarships or the military academies. I went through those interview processes. Okay, now the bottom line is I won. I was offered both a military academy and an ROTC scholarship. And I ended up going to Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. Who's from New Orleans? Who's from Louisiana? Who knows Tulane, right? Well, that's where I went. And if you know that school, you know it's one of the most expensive in the country. And the bottom line is, you would think, what the hell is a kid doing from a little rat trap house like where I live, going to one of the most expensive schools in the country? Well, I set my own destiny. I went after the scholarship and I got it. And then it was my responsibility to keep that scholarship. Not the responsibility of the scholarship people to keep giving me the scholarship, but for me to keep earning it year after year. And I did. I've almost flunked out, though. I'll have you know that. The first year, I did so poorly. I was on, what do you call it? You know, double secret probation, right? Animal House, double secret probation. And I had to recover from that. So, and I did. I mean, ultimately, I got my 4-year degree in biology, of all things. And then went on to become a, do my, since it was a Navy scholarship, I had to do, I chose aviation as the path in the Navy to go on. And that required me to do a minimum of 6 years. Okay, so now I graduate college, boom, off to the Navy. Here I am. I haven't even turned 21 yet. And it's time to go become a Navy aviator. Off to Pensacola, Florida. And start doing all those things that that go with being a Navy aviator. And ultimately, it led to a very, very successful career that went a whole lot more than 6 years. I was there for 22 years. I commanded a combat squadron. I flew over 250 combat missions. I was the operation. My final at sea was an operations officer of an aircraft carrier. So I pretty much directed everything and coordinated everything that had to happen about running an aircraft carrier, and planning the combat execution. My final mission was the launch of the combat missions special forces into Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. And after that, that was the end of my sea tour, and the end of my career was shortly after that, and on to a new path. Okay, so it wasn't all roses, though. Let me tell you that. Has everything in your life been roses? I want to know that. In trying to be your destiny, has everything in your life been perfect? Has everything been roses? I'm betting even some of you that might actually be saying that it was. I bet if you look close enough that it wasn't. Everybody's had to face different hardships, different roadblocks, even major crashes, and that's no different for me. Even though my career pictorially for 21 and a half years appears to have been an amazing success, I had my personal issues. So everything wasn't roses. And I'm going to relate a lot of that to you as we talk about being your destiny week after week. This week, or show after show, I don't even know that it'll just be weekly, but may even be daily sometimes. But right now, we're going to focus on starting your destiny. What is it that's going to make it happen? So to relate that to you, let me just tell you what happened at the end of my career. All right? I had a major depression. I'll explain how I got to that depression in upcoming episodes. But the bottom line, I finished my career with a major depression where I literally fell off the cliff, if you want to be descriptive about it. And I lost everything. The bottom line was I was already in a depression that I didn't know about. Because you think a Navy officer is going to admit to being in a depression? Do you think a Navy officer even knows if he's in a depression? The answer is no, and it's still true today, even though they talk about it more than they used to. But they don't, and they wouldn't admit it if their life depended on it. And I know my life depended on it. And that was the bottom line. The Navy started setting, at the end of my career, setting goals for me that I didn't want to be on. And does that sound familiar to you? Are you in a job where you have a boss setting goals for you that you don't want to be on? Has that ever happened to you? I'm betting many of you listening are. I'm betting you believe that you can do better than your boss. That if you were the boss, that many of the things that are happening to you would never happen, okay? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I think that's very good. I always wanted my junior officers to think they could do things better than me. I wanted them to be aggressive and search for new solutions all the time. The question is are you able to apply them in doing what you're doing? When you have a better solution, does anybody listen to you? All right? Is there really a room for you to be the person you want to be, to make the plans happen that you want to make happen, both in your personal life and in your professional life? Does that really happen? Is that really happening for you? Are you being your destiny? Your destiny is more than one thing. It's not just your job. It's also your personal life. If you have no personal life, I guarantee you at some point you're going to crash. You'll understand why that was a player for me in upcoming shows. But right now, let's just deal with it for what it is. If you are not living the life you want to live, that includes both a professional existence and a personal position, personal family position, if you want to call it that, then you are not living your destiny, okay? So what is your destiny? You have to be able to control that. That's my belief. Yeah, I mean, if you're happy in your job and you like working for other people, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? If that's what you like doing, then continue doing that. I'm not trying to convert somebody into an entrepreneur. I have an entrepreneur spirit. I want to make a difference for other people. I want to build a business where I help other people, and I want to be in control of that destiny. I want to be in control of the ideas and the execution. I want to, because I know I can make it happen bigger and better than other people. And you say, oh, what an arrogant, you think you can do everything better than everybody else. Well, if you don't think you can do things better than other people, then don't become an entrepreneur, because everybody's better than me stuff isn't going to work. This is going to leave you lagging behind, okay? And that's not what it's about. Being your destiny is about you knowing you can make things happen better than somebody else. I mean, look around you. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever looked at somebody and said, I can't believe that guy is making better in life than I am. I'm a lot smarter than him. I can do all of that stuff better than he can. How can he possibly be doing better than me? How can she possibly be doing better than me? She does worse. Everything she does is half-assed compared to what I can do. So I should be doing better than her, right? Have you ever said that? Have you ever thought that? Doesn't mean you said it out loud to people, but I can almost guarantee you that you thought that, okay? Don't be a coward. Everybody thinks that. You see people do things and you wonder how they got away with that, how they're succeeding doing that, how they're succeeding being like they are. I can do better than that. And there's nothing wrong with you thinking that you can do better than that. You should always be thinking you can do better, 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 okay? That's highly, highly important. So the key is to get started. You get on the destiny you want is to identify that destiny, okay? So that's where we're at. Remember, the Navy started making a destiny for me that I didn't want to be on. And it just wasn't right. And I actually didn't know what to do. And I actually went into a massive depression and nearly died from it. But then I took control again and said, Wayne, this is ridiculous. It's time for you to realize that you can be a bigger success in your next life than you were in the Navy. And the amazing point is I weighed 156 pounds. I'm 6 foot two now. Okay. Now I was 6 foot two then too, but I'm 6 foot two and you know, my weight is normally around 200 pounds or so. And it's probably a little more than that now that I'm not in the Navy. But while I was in the Navy, it was actually around 195 was my typical weight. And as I was in the depression and getting deeper and lost, I was actually thinking that I had no right to exist. And I was getting on a scale every day and watching my weight disappear. Boom, boom. Oh, pretty soon I'm going to be gone. And I was actually thinking that, okay? That was an active thought. I didn't vocalize it to people, but I actually thought that. I'm going to be gone. And my weight's going down and down and down. And finally, at 156 pounds, and believe me, I looked terrible. You could see my ribs easily. My face was drawn thin as can be. And at that point, I said, Wayne, what the hell are you doing? You are not being your destiny. And I decided at that point, at my absolute lowest point, that I was going to be a bigger success than I ever was. I set my new destiny, all right? I set it at that point. I took back control of the one thing I had control over at that point, and that was my mind. Nobody can take control of your mind unless you want them to. And I didn't want anybody to control my mind. They had control of everything else about me at that point, but they didn't have my mind. And I took my mind and I put it into action. Okay? I started being my destiny. I just made a new destiny, a bigger destiny than anybody would have imagined. You would have told me I was crazy. You would have looked at me and said, "Wow, you're stupid. Look at you. You look like crap. You think you're going to be more successful than you ever were? You're out of your freaking mind." All right? So the bottom line was, and is, and always is, you just have to want your destiny more than anything else, and you can get there, all right? At this point now, I've created a successful business. I'm working on a new business. My new business is to train affiliates how to be affiliate marketers. And I do that through network marketing, okay? And why do I do that? Well, it's because I want to be able to associate with people closely and help them as directly as possible without having to charge them a bunch of coaching fees, okay? Now, I will coach people personally as well for other things, but within my network marketing, because we all are making money for each other, I can then afford to work my time directly with those people in my downline because we're working directly together almost as partners. And that's what I love. And that's why I have people in there. You're probably wondering, what do I do? Actually, I work two things at the moment. And I choose things because they provide the biggest service for people's lives. That's how I choose things. And one is the 7-minute workout, because that is a health program that is so easy and changes your life that I want to get that to as many people as possible. And then business people like you trying to start new businesses need certain tools. So I do Pure Leverage at the moment. Now, if you're listening to this years from now, it might be something different, but right now, as I make this, that's what I do. Pure Leverage is the greatest tool package for new people setting on their destiny, for you to start being your destiny. You have to have those tools, and this is like the greatest invention there ever was to get people started to save them literally $100 a month, and do it and look completely professional doing it as you start your own business. So that's why I love the things that I promote. And the second thing is right now at the moment, as I make this broadcast, the 7-minute workout actually does everything for you. I mean, literally everything, even gets you your customers for you. All right. I mean, you do nothing. I mean, you literally go in there, you sign up on the page, you fill in your admin details in the back office, you get your payment card, and do nothing else. Okay. That's it. Your business starts working all by itself. That is not an exaggeration. That sounds ridiculous, because if you've heard all those things in the past, most of them didn't work, right? Well, that's not true today. So you can go to my website. I actually have on WayneShare.com. I have a page that says earn $14,000 per month. You can go there, and I have an article called Your Business Done For You Completely. You can check that and see exactly how that works. But if you're ready to change your destiny and you simply don't have time for that, then the 7-minute workout is definitely the way to make that start happening automatically. All right. So my point isn't to make sales from you. I want you to know what I'm doing, because I'm not hiding that. And if you want to be part of it, I want you to be part of it. So be sure to check it out. Okay. Now, next time around, we'll just advance our destiny a bit. We'll talk a little bit about mindset and where we're going and how we're going to make it happen and how you make it happen. How do you personally get on that right mindset? Right. You heard how I dropped down into nothing it came back, all right? And you can do it too. And you're going to hear more about that next time. All right, now it's time for you to start being your destiny. This is Wayne Scherer. I'll talk to you next time.